You're listening to SBS News.
After a lengthy review headed by former Immigration Minister Philip Ruddock, the federal government has broken its seven-month-long silence on the issue of religious freedoms. The government has unveiled plans it says would better protect religious people from discrimination. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government's proposed legislation would help prevent prejudice against people based on their religious faith, much like current laws covering race and sexuality. Mr. Morrison says the legislation would not be about groups, but aimed at helping individuals.
They're not about protecting any religious institution. They're not about protecting any individual religion. In fact, they're not about those religions. It's about protecting Australians and an Australian's right to believe in what they want to believe.
A Religious Freedom Commissioner would be appointed to handle complaints. The Catholic Church has welcomed the proposal, while critics claim there are few cases of discrimination involving religion now. Mr. Morrison says people making such claims are detached from the public reality.
For those who think that Australians of religious faith don't feel that the walls have been closing in on them for a while, they're clearly not talking to many people in religious communities or multicultural communities in Australia.
Indeed, Mr. Morrison emphasises he believes the proposed changes would greatly benefit many in Australia's largest migrant communities.
95% of Indian-born Australians, Greek Australians, Filipino Australians, over 90% of Italian and Lebanese Australians identify with having a particular religious faith.
But Mr. Morrison's enthusiasm is not matched on other parts of the political spectrum. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the government's proposal could lead to religion becoming a bigger part of politics in Australia, which he deems undesirable.
We don't have religion as a big item of argument in our political system. We look at countries around the world where religion is a big argument within politics. I don't think that's the path Australia wants to go down.
The opposition is yet to reveal whether it will support the government's plan. The National Secular Lobby's Peter Monk says any new law concerning religious freedom could actually become a shield for religious communities to discriminate against those who do not share their beliefs.
We're worried most of all that it's going to be essentially a smokescreen for introducing additional rights for religious groups to legally discriminate.
Equality Australia's Anna Brown argues now is actually an ideal time to make sure anti-discrimination laws protect a wide range of people, both religious and non-religious.
What we need to do now is make sure that our law protects everyone from discrimination. People of faith, gay people, trans people, young children, everyone.
Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.